our speaker is one of my organizers, Dudley Enriquez, and he's speaking on double sharper algebras as stabilizers.
Thanks a lot for the introduction, and okay, as a co-organizer, so then we're using Anton Fleming, one of the big driving forces behind the organization of this formidably nice session. The subject of my lecture is in collaboration with another organization. The title is Double Shuffle Algebras as Stabilizers. So, this is a report on the preprint, archive preprint. So let me give a plan. So I will first explain the context. So the context is that inclusion a sequence of equal inclusions of Lie algebras of GRT types. So cyclotomic avatars of this, so which I'm going to discuss. So then I will explain the main results. So for this, I will first present some material on the Lie algebras, which are called double shuffle, so DS0. And in the cyclotomic case, DS0 at level n. Then I will introduce some ambient Lie algebras, so Lie algebra, which we will call normalized tangential derivation, and the cyclotomic analog, NTRM. And then the main result will be here, so we'll show that DS0 or DS0n is a stabilizer for some action of the ambient Lie algebra and a sketch of proof. And what is very interesting about this
The ambient Lie algebra? What's the ambient Lie algebra?
This one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we will discuss some future directions. Okay. So let me start with 1-1. So, or say ABC. So A1, so we start with the following Lie algebra, so we take x0, x1, to be free non-commutative variables, and then I define a 3 Lie algebra over this two. I call it Lie sub 2. Then, teaser 2 is it's a subscene of the derivation of Lie 2. So it's Lie sub algebra of derivations of the form. So x0 goes to something bracket x0 and x1. To something bracket this one. So inside teaser 2, I have an ideal which is the inner derivations of Lie 2. And I have a quotient. And this quotient functions for this section. So, in this quotient we call normalized tangential derivations. NT there. So, these are derivations of the form x0 goes to 0 and x1 goes to something u bracket x1. Okay, so yesterday we also discussed and also we will use the subalgebra of T2, which is S2. So, which is the subalgebra of elements of T2 such that D of x0 plus D of x1 equals 0. Okay, so we have all basic ingredients for explaining a big picture. So here I have GRT1. It maps to this double shuffle algebra. So, and this then maps to the Lie algebra KRV, which is a Lie subalgebra of SRT. So this map was constructed by Fourchon, and this by Lagrange maps. And the composed map was already constructed by Alexey Torossian and probably maybe myself. Okay, and these are two Lie subalgebras, so this is an injection, and this also. And these are two Lie subalgebras of N T there. Here, this receives a map from the motivity algebra. Which is known to be free in a given set of generators. And this is a motivic map, which is defined already in the book by André. And the difficult result here is the fact that this is injective and this is due to Francis Brown. Okay. So, to give a bit motivation about these objects, so here one should say that these are all unipotent groups and are acting on some spaces. And these spaces will be torsors for the actions of these groups. So here I'm writing the group. So here D0, here D1, and here I have some so isomorphisms of some motivic torsors. Also, the map here was defined in Hondrel square. Sorry, the motivic Galois group. And then here are the torsors. Here I have Sol KV. So this is a set of solutions of the KV equation. Here this is dS lambda. So this dS lambda is a scheme. So KV, so dS lambda is a scheme constructed out of the double shuffle relations for MT. And here, this is acting on the associ lambda, so associator at a given. So here, lambda is a parameter in C, let's say. Associ lambda the scheme constructed out of the relations satisfied by the KZ associator. So it has geometric. So it has geometric. This scheme has a geometric origin. So it's related to the geometry of the Baudelaire space. And here there is some multivector. So here also we have a map by the same. Here, this map and its injectivity were controlled by Fouch. And here, although Lena Schneps constructed this map, so she did not take the time to construct this map here, so everyone believes that there should be such a map. And also, the composed map here was constructed in our work with Anton Alexeyev and Charles Torossian. Okay, so the main question here, so I should, to be complete, I should say that yesterday we learned about a new family of the algebras, intermediate dependencies, so KRV N, or N, which lie here between the KRV algebra and GRT1. Of course, they are all included in one with the other, and of course it's not known. So there are more and more room between GRT1 and KRT. More and more lineage. Yes. So, well, conjecture is that all these lineage here, between KRV and the multivector should be equal. And this is the strongest form of the conjecture. In fact, there are weaker forms. So it seemed to us interesting to get good interpretations of this algebra. So let us say that this algebra, so if you look at the definition, for example, GRT1, so it's defined as a list of algebra of this entity there, but when you look at the defining relation, it's not completely obvious that it should be a algebra. Yeah? And the same is true about DS0, so it's not completely obvious. In the case of KRV, the situation is different because here, you know that this is a kernel of some cosine, and kernel of a Lie algebra cosecant is a Lie algebra. So this has a good Lie algebraic status, whereas we had the impression that the Lie algebraic status of GRT1 and DS0, or at least DS0, was not sufficiently clear. So here let me write that this is kernel of the divergence map mapping from SDR2 to PR2, which is a Lie algebra cosecant. So this is a good Lie algebraic interpretation. In the case of GRT1, such a good Lie algebraic interpretation does exist, so it's done by Ingvar and Ihara in a paper in the Journal of Math. And he shows that this is out derivations with a star of the Lie algebra P5 with S5 symmetry, so which are in S5 invariant. So this is the associated gradient of the Lie algebra of pi1 of the pure grade group in 5 trans over P1. Over the sphere. So the sphere grade group. And so if we take the graded Lie algebra, this is explicitly graded Lie algebra, we take, and a star here means that it's an inertia preserving. And plus there is an S5 action on this, so this is the interpretation.
Yeah, but what does it mean,
inertia
preserving?
So it means that some Tij should be going to their brackets with something.
So Benjamin, somewhere here you should add the what Travis was talking about braiders. Just to make it more complicated.
Yeah, but is it a sub-thing of KRV?
Not known, but...
Okay. So, so the reader should be aware. So something between here and here. Also, the relation with DS is not known.
Yeah, no, it's still far from...
So, here I can put, so in blue I can put all the newly algebras which are devised in this in this session. So here I take a driver the algebra. Okay. Now I want to explain. So the result of today is the kind of analogous result in the case of DS0. So here we would prove that this is star, the stabilizer algebra of some delta star, some element, where delta star is an element in a module over the V algebra FDR. So this is one of today's results. Okay, any questions? Okay, so now let me move to the more complicated cyclotomic case. So here we fix an integer n greater than 1, and we call u sub n of c, this is the root of 1 in c, so n's root of 1. In c. And then we need so the analogous ingredients to there. So first, so we will have x0 and x sub mu, where mu belongs to this mu n of c, will be three non-commutative variables. So now we have n plus 1 variables. Then we set li n plus 1 to be the 3D algebra in these variables. And chi there, n plus 1, is going to be the subset of there of this D algebra, such that, so x0 is mapped to some u0, x0, and x mu is mapped to u mu, x mu. So similarly to before, we have an exact sequence with ideal inner derivations and a quotient which has a section back to the GP algebra, and this will be called NT there bracket. And here, this is going to be the set of derivations taken E0 to 0 and each mu to some u mu x mu.
Inner derivation is inner n plus 1, right?
Yeah. Also, there is a new feature here that we have an action of mu n on the situation. So action is that mu acting on x0 is x0, and mu acting on x mu prime is mu mu prime.
And there is another news.
So now let me repeat. So what is known, what explain what is known is the cyclotomic case. So the starting point is a motivic algebra, which was studied by Dulin and Goncharov. So it has to do with mixed tech motives over Z. So the ring Z, but you add un, so roots of 1 and 1 over n. So it's a special category. Okay. And it is free in a known system of generators. So, over generators. And you have, so the space of generators is a graded space, and the series for the generators is known explicitly. So series for the system of generators. Is known, so it's T3 over 1 minus T square for n equals 1. So here you recognize the generators of the quotentic Tech-Shmulerli algebra. For n equals 2, this is T over 1 minus T square. And in general, this is a complicated series mu minus 1 T plus phi of n. T over 1 minus T. Well, this is an Euler function, and this is number of prime factors in capital N. Okay. So this motivic algebra maps to the algebra GRTN, so the cyclotomic analog of GRT algebra. But this map is known to be not always injective. So the results by Dulin say that it is injective only for n equals small number of values. Then there is the Racine algebra, so the Bolshoff algebra here. And Foucault shows that here we have an injection. All these are Lie algebras inside N, T there N. Okay, and so I can explain what are the. So here we have also groups and torsors. So this acts as a motivic torsor. This acts on a scheme constructed out of so the study of if you want some cyclotomic analogs of the modular space. So you have some kind of cyclotomic equation. And here, this acts on the scheme constructed out of double shuffle and relations between some cycloanalogs of MZVs. So these are series in where the fractions are multiplied by certain roots of unities. Okay, so it's what we call the polylog functions, so the special values of polylog functions. And also the inclusion of this scheme for Proust and Foucault Here we also should have a map. So I think it's not known whether there is a chaos of this. So this does not exist. Okay. And so also the group interpretation so out of something does not exist. But now what now exists is that, so what we're showing also today, so part of our work is a stub of some delta star n, which is an element in a module over n t delta n. So if you want, here this is the cyclotomic picture, yeah? And the two results in red here and here are what we are going to focus on now. So are there any questions? So let me start with explaining now the results. So, I start by recalling so that we have so this is algebra T nt there. So let's start with n equals 1. So in that case, we have the Lie algebra nt there. So this is as a vector space just the same as the Lie algebra Lie 2 with a new bracket, and the bracket is AB with bracket AB plus dAB minus dBA, and dA is a derivation that is x0 to 0 and x1 to bracket x1 with A. Okay. Also we have a map derivations of Lie 2 taking A to dA. This is the Lie algebra of it. So let me indicate the modifications in the n different from 1 case. Here I replace the Lie algebra, here I put from capital N. Here I replace this with capital N plus 1. Here the formula is the same, except that dA is constrained also to be mu n is down. So this says that x mu should go to bracket of x mu with the image of A by x mu. We get the algebra morphism from this nt there n to there of the n plus 1. Okay. So now we continue with some new ingredient, it could be some algebras, some new algebras, cube dotted quad. So what would be cube dotted quad? So first of all, so we introduce a collection of variables, so non-commutative, so introduce new non-commutative variables, y sub n, so always in the case n equals 1, where n is greater than 1, and so I put q bracket 1 to be the free algebra generated by them. And also put q bracket x to be the free algebra, so to be the universal envelope of E2. So it's a free algebra in x0, x1. And then I have a collection of maps between these spaces, q of x. So there are two maps going to q of y. And then a coproduct map from q of y to its square. So these maps here are called pi sub y and the correction map. And here also I have a new map which is the sum of them, which is called pi y plus correction map. It's called index by star. So you take sorry, index. Okay, so these maps are a little bit so can be defined. So let's start with pi y. So I will write it down. So it can be defined combinatorially.
One can define ds0. So ds0
is the subspace of Lie2 of all elements such that psi star, so which is phi y of psi plus correction of psi, is primitive for delta star. And also implies that the coefficients of the x0 world, the x1 world, and the x0 x1 world should be zero. And so this V2 is as a vector space the same as n there. And the theorem by Racine is that VS0 is a Lie subalgebra of NT. So there are some modifications in order when N is different from 1. So here, we introduce additional variables mu to these variables where mu runs over mu n of c. Qy is modified accordingly. Qx is also defined. So here, this is written by the x mu. All these maps still exist, their definition will be changed, and here we have an additional so-called quotient map here, which is a new feature of the cyclotomic situation. So let me first show how the initial maps are modified. So pi y is defined this way. Here, of course, we should say with any x mu. And here, the substitution should be this, and we should replace this one by this one. Otherwise, this is the same. The correction map does not change. And the delta star map also changes. Here, we should add mu. And additional here summation over this. Well, the definition of the Q map is technical, so if you are such a linear map taking Y, so this product. So some world to some other world. So we take successive quotients of the different Rousseau unity. So that's why it's called Q, the quotient map. And it's just a linear. Yeah. Then the definition is changed here in the N case as follows. Here we should add the composition with Q, precomposed with Q. And here one adds degree 1. Conditions, and after all, we get that this is a Lie subalgebra of n tilde. Okay. So the proof of Racine is combinatorial. And the goal is now to explain that this ZS0 subspace is isomorphic to this stabilizer that I will now introduce. The goal now is to explain about some modules over the ambient Lie algebra N tilde, and to explain why this subspace is equal to this stabilizer.
So, how important is it that you work with N-tether rather than tether? Can you write it as a stabilizer for something for tether?
So I don't know if these modules extend to tether exactly. N-tether is the quotient of tether. So yeah, in this way, these are modules also over tether. Yeah.
So the answer is yes.
Yes, answer is yes. Okay. Because you have a morphism from projection morphisms. You factor out inner automorphisms. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You see? Yeah. So the reason I'm asking is that tether has a geometric interpretation, but n-tether, in as much as I know, doesn't have direct geometric interpretation.
Yeah.
So if you want to look for a geometric interpretation for what you're about to tell us.
Yeah.
Okay.
I understand. It can be easily translated because the map is very clear. So just if you have like a U1, X1, U2, X2, then you map it to U2 minus U1. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now B2. So you are. When you study some modules over this big algebra, N-tether, and N-tether N, so first, we claim that there is a new auxiliary algebra bracket of n-tether n, which is V n plus 1. algebra morphism. From this empty depth to Qx, so to this Lie algebra, which we call it sigma, and it also works in the nth case. So it's given by if I take the word x0 to the n minus 1, so I can write it in bracket, and here I have n minus 1 term. So this is being taken into itself, but plus a correction. Taken to zero, and any other Lie word is being taken to itself.
Itself, you mean as an associative word?
Yes. So statement is there is this defines. So this defines. Now C, so we are going to define modules over this big Lie algebra.
Sorry, the statement that this is, so here there is some statement, right, because you change one of the...
Yeah.
So is it trivial or non-trivial, how, like, is it...
It has to be checked, though it's not how, but...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, but there's no creativity. Like you work a little bit and it works, right?
Yes.
It doesn't.
So all this is due to Racine. This is Racine's formula that I'm using here. Mm-hmm. So these modules. So first we view Qx as a module over Qx0. So we have such a map, taking psi times a to the product psi dot a plus d psi of a. Okay, the statement is that this defines a module structure on Qx over the Lie algebra. Qx0. Let us say number 1. So number 2 is that you have sub modules there. So in fact, if you take a qx times x0, this is a sub module in qx. So the reason is that if you have a term ending in x0, then this will not be changed by multiplying by psi. And also this derivation will not spoil this fact since d psi of x0 is 0. Okay. So therefore we get qx bracket module structure on the quotient. And this quotient identifies with Qy. So, and now we need an, and also, so therefore we get a module, so we get in fact if we want sequence of morphisms, of module Qx to this quotient, and so here the composed map is just pi 1. Okay. And in this way, so the action that we give a name to it. Okay. we have a module over Tdirm or Tdirm. And Tdirm is a Lie algebra. And each time we have a Lie algebra, we can a module over Lie algebra, we can take its tensor square. So then Qy square is also a module over Tdirm n, and as well as the space of homomorphisms from one module to the other, it's also a module, so as well as from the Q-linear homomorphism from Qy to Qy square. Then our theorem is as follows, and as you remember, this Hom space contains a particular element which is called delta star, or delta star n in the n case. So our theorem proof is really very simple. So let me give some idea about what can do with it. So one knows that DS0 of the group is a subgroup of X of MTDEF. So there is what one calls the Racine tensor. So if we fit lambda in the C of the base ring, there exists something called DS lambda, and this is really the scheme constructed out of the MZV relations. So this DS lambda can be written explicitly as the space of G of elements G in QX. Post such that, well, G is a group in X of the real V2. Also, one construction of G star in the way, a multiplicative way analogous to the construction of the Psi star before. This should be a delta star this way. Plus a condition saying that the E0 is one part of G is equal to this lambda. So when lambda equals 0, this is a group, but if lambda is not 0, this is not a group. Okay. But this is a tensor over DS0. So this is a subspace also, you can view it as a subspace setwise of G. And one can then describe the Racine tensor in the following way. DS0, which will be acting on DS lambda. This is a subset of G, and this is also a subset of G. Well, this is a Racine action. And here, this is the action by a left multiplication. Okay. And here, this is a subgroup. And now we know that this is a stabilizer, this is a stabilizer group of this delta star. We have a stabilizer acting on G, yeah? And we know by Racine, by completely different arguments, that this is a tensor action. It follows from there that there exists a new element delta star lambda, which belongs to the orbit of delta star under G, such that this set is the following. So it's a set of all G's in G. Such that which are taking delta star to delta star lambda. Okay. So that's abstract proof of the existence of the delta star lambda. So it cannot be determined explicitly because, well, up to now, no. So the methods do not provide an explicit determination of it. So we just know from this different proof that this is a tensor action. That this will be the set of group elements taking one point of the orbit to the other point of the orbit. So our task now, so we can compute that delta star lambda is some delta star to some order one in lambda plus not known. Okay. So and probably it's hopeless to try to compute delta star lambda just by brute force computation. One needs some different techniques to do it. And the good viewpoint of this is to say that from the Bessel viewpoint, one always has the Durham side, the Betti side, and this should be the Durham thing, and then this should be some Betti analog of this thing, and maybe this is a good track to compute completely this delta star lambda. So, thank you.
So, can you comment on possible relationship with what Kuno was telling us? Because two things, I mean, okay, it's similar in two ways. You switched from freely derivations to free associative derivations, mm-hmm. and they told us that KV is what. Well, it's somehow related to the to a certain co-product, the Turayev co-bracket, right?
Yeah.
And you told us that something is the automorphisms of some co-product after doing this extension to free associative. So it looks like it should be the same, or at least similar, or related.
So
it's
Turayev co-bracket, it's a co-bracket over what exactly? So. Can you remind me the
talk? Can we ask that? Seems. on cyclic words, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah. And here we have the Turayev co-bracket, yeah?
Yeah. But just throughout Kuno's talk.
It's a Lee co-bracket first of all, no? It's a Lee co-bracket, or is it a
Lee co-bracket, yes.
Yeah. Lee per-algebra co-bracket. Yeah. And then, forget again, so KRV should be the automorphism of this, or what? No.
KRV is the automorphisms of this, I believe, isn't it? At least if I understood you correctly. Yeah?
So the derivation,
I mean, Sol KV was somehow...
yeah, probably KRV is automorphisms of Goldman Turayev 3 by algebra. So it has a co-bracket and a bracket. And let's say, in some approximate, maybe it's slightly wrong, but in some approximate.
So it's going to be the derivation of this structure, yeah? Set of derivation. And this is going to be KRV,
yeah? Yeah, I assume. Yeah.
No, in GLT, it's the GLT. It's KRV in the incarnation of GLT. Because it's GLT which acts on the prop of Lie by algebra. The cyclic words like a Lie by algebra.
No, I'm sorry. No, that's kind of roughly speaking, the statement is KRV.
Oh. Yeah, so it's a set of derivation of this Lie by algebra, yeah?
Set of. No, set of automorphisms.
Okay. While and now we have that stub. Yeah, but well. You can say it's a. It's a stabilizer. It's a stabilizer as well. Yeah.
So
because if you act. So you have vector spaces equipped with Lie by algebra structure, and then you can act there.
Yeah, one can say it's a stabilizer of this structure. One can again of, say, T there, by kind of, which in general would change both the bracket and the co-bracket.
We can say that this is also,
assumed. So again, maybe it's slightly wrong, but.
We could say that this is, if you want, there of this delta star, of this co-algebra. But this is, this would be, if you want...
DS0.
DS0, yeah. So, if one could relate this structure. But yes, but cyclic words in two generators, yeah? In 0x1.
Yeah,
in two
generators.
So here we have a coalgebra, here we have a Lie algebra.
Well, we're not supposed to like immediately solve this problem, but yeah, like, there is a similarity.
Yeah.
Who knows, maybe there is a relation. Any other questions? Yeah, so maybe I have a question. So how far is it here? You would also have this stabilizer of this delta star lambda, the ds lambda,
yeah.
Which would be kind of an analog of gt.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But how is it? Can't you? Let's consider the ferocious map from associators to.
To
DS.
Yeah.
So then we do know explicitly the relation between GRT and GT, right? If you're given an associator, it's kind of one can write an explicit formula. Can't you get an inspiration from that formula to get your delta lambda star? Because assume the point you're lucky and the point you've chosen is coming from of DS zero comes from an associate.
Yeah. Okay.
So then of DS lambda comes So then I think one should be able to write relatively.
Okay. In principle, yes. So you would take some any element from DS lambda coming from phi kz, for example.
Yeah. Right.
And then you just add by this phi kz on delta star, and in principle you have formulas and you can do something. And in fact, also the thing is that the result will not be dependent on other than 2 pi I. So there will be a miraculous constellation that all. So if you renormalize the associator to be 2 pi I equals 1, then even though the associator contains a lot of zeta values, and all of them disappear, and the thing you get will be just rational. The thing is to compute it.
Okay, right, but in principle, there are formulas, right?
Yeah.
Because you said we don't know how to compute delta lambda star. Maybe it depends what does it mean compute.
Yeah.
So there is a formula, but maybe we don't know how.
Yeah.
To, like, make.
Yeah. Maybe it's too exponential for some people.
All right. Any other questions? If not, thanks again.